Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of Wellness with Dr. Fortunate Silinda. Thank you so much to all of you who shared your suggestions for topics we should consider for this channel. This is the first time my team and I attempt podcasts, so we thought it would be best to introduce the channel and an overview of this initiative's intention for our first episode. You may be asking yourself, why a wellness channel? And what precisely about wellness will this podcast focus on? Most episodes on this channel will be based on my research and experience. I will, however, have conversations with colleagues who will be well vested in other aspects of wellness and may not have expertise. The episodes of this channel will focus mainly on wellness and will be categorized into themes. Often, we read about investing in self-care and exercise to improve our well-being. However, all these articles that we read have one thing in common. They all tell us what to do to improve our well-being and not how to improve our well-being. For a long time, I thought academia was not meant for me because another colleague once told me that my research is more applied and I would not survive in the academic environment. Until I was involved in student support initiatives. And I had an aha moment. That is when I understood the relevance of my research. And it was to solve problems. By the way, I started my research journey in the Bureau of Market Research at UNISA to do research that will solve the problems I identified when I was a peer helper in the Directorate of Counseling and Career Development at UNISA. I am grateful to Professor Dion Tustin for giving me the opportunity to learn more about research while emphasizing the how to do research and linking me with other researchers with the same research interests. For this reason, this episode will focus mainly on the strategies you should consider using to ensure that your well-being practices are efficient. This is because, in most cases, we label people who do not see improvements in their well-being after they are told what to do. And we forget that these people do not know how to use the strategies they are given to improve their well-being. A lot of you who follow me on Instagram know that weekends are my self-care days. Often, I showcase the activities I engage in for self-care. But self-care is more than our activities. You may be wondering, if self-care is more than our activities, then how does it look like? Self-care, among other things, involves holding yourself accountable, taking vacation leave, and making sure that you use your leave to re-energize. We are all guilty of taking vacation leave and after that, peeping on our emails to see if there isn't any emergency. We need to stop this because working online has brought much anxiety. And in most cases, we tend to overwork ourselves because anytime is tea time. And this is due to our attempts to prove ourselves to the employer that we are not sleeping on the job. When we are on vacation leave, let us focus on the present and not worry about matters that can be resolved upon our return from vacation leave. Again, we need to use our vacation leave to recuperate. Self-care is also saying no. Often, we are scared of disappointing people, and we always say yes, which results in us carrying many loads that may affect our well-being if not managed efficiently. Saying no, I cannot carry this activity on my plate because my plate is full, is more impactful than saying yes, because it will empower you to take control of your time. Self-care is also listening to your body and resting or taking a nap when the body starts giving you signals that it cannot carry you any longer. I know we live in this world of grinding and delivering, but have you realized how priceless the feeling of being refreshed after resting or taking that nap when you felt like your body could not go on, and how it is so much easier to continue with your task where you left off productively? These are just a few examples of how you can practice self-care. It is never perfect, but like any other skill, you should be willing to mess it up, clean it up, and try again as many times until you get it right. This will involve being kind to yourself. Remember, talking to yourself as if you're talking to the person you love is also a way of practicing kindness towards yourself. Do not be afraid to laugh at yourself. I mean, I often, laugh at myself and sometimes ask myself if I indeed did or said something when I reflect upon incidents. And after that, I use that incident as a learning experience and move on. After all, kindness starts with us. We cannot be kind to those around us when we are not kind to ourselves. So this is the end of the Wellness with Dr. Fortunate Cylinder's first episode. Feel free to share your thoughts about today's episode in the comment section. I wish you all the best with your self-care journey. Have a great week.